Let us pray. We are thankful, God, that we live in a country where freedom of choice is an individual right. We also recognize that choosing your son, Jesus Christ, is an individual choice. And, oh, God, we come this morning choosing your son, Jesus Christ, as our Redeemer and our Savior. We come trusting you, God, through the various seasons of our lives. And again, we honor those who are serving or those who have served in our armed forces. We need to hear this morning a divine word from you. So, God, open our eyes that we may see you, our ears that we may hear you, and our hearts that we may accept your word to us. And all God's people say it, amen. Our scripture lesson this morning comes from one of my favorite books and favorite chapter, Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8. And it reads as follows. It says that there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to moan and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Some say that the writer of this passage is unknown. And then other scholars would say that it was written by Solomon. But even so, regardless of the writer, in this divine inspired writing, the author helps us to understand that God's creation came with a divine order and purpose to everything under the sun. And Psalms 104, the 19th verse, confirms God's order, for it says that the moon marks off the seasons and the sun knows when to go down. And then Genesis in the 8th chapter, the 22nd verse, also confirms God's divine order, for it says, as long as the earth remains, there will be springtime and harvest, winter and summer, day and night. In his wisdom, God created various seasons for earthly and for human growth. Verse 1 says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. To say it another way, every divine activity has its proper time as ordained by God. In nature, things come forth and fulfill their purpose and die. Winter and spring are times of preparation. In the winter, the ground gets cold or freezes, which kills germs or bacteria. Plants that have died during the previous season help replenish the soil. Then in early spring, the soil is plowed and made ready to plant seeds. And in summer and fall, crops mature and they are harvest. Do we have any farmers in the house? Used to be farmers, grew up on a farm. You know the importance of the order that God has placed in our lives to receive a good harvest. In other words, the harvest doesn't come, and I'm sure that you can attest to this, the harvest doesn't come before the preparation of the soil of the or the planting of the seeds. The harvest comes after the work is done. Sometimes the farmer reaps an abundant harvest without much stress. But sometimes the seasons can be interrupted by drought, hurricanes, and other tribulations causing a delay in the harvest. In our own personal lives, we also experience various seasons, and the outcome while going through those seasons can be different for each individual. It all depends on what we do during our seasons. Just as the moon marks off the seasons and the sun knows when to go down, there are seasons that humans go through, including birth and death. Those are seasons of our lives. Verse 2 says, there is a time to be born and a time to die. I declare that it's what's in between those seasons of birth and death that determines our lot in life. We can accept God's timetable, or we can reject God's timetable. We must learn to trust his order for our lives. During our teenage years, it's a time of preparation for becoming an adult. We go to school, we get an education. And in most times, we go to college or go to vocational school, learn a trade. So when we marry, we'll be able to take care of not only our spouse, but our children. But sometimes, have anyone raised teenagers? Let me see your hand. Oh. Sometimes they'll get out of their season. They will say, I am not going to college. And then they marry and realize that working at McDonald's is not enough to support a family. And then they say, well, I'm going to go back to college. But they missed the season when the parents could have helped them to receive an education. But now you're on your own and you have to do it yourself. Seasons. There are seasons that all humans go through. Again, birth and death. And like the farmer who did everything during the various prep seasons to ensure that he would receive a huge harvest. And then something unexpected happens. Out of nowhere, a hurricane comes along and wipes out everything. Like the farmer, sometimes during the various seasons of our lives are interrupted by storms that causes pain, suffering, disappointment, and tribulations in our lives. Some changes are by choice. Others are forced by circumstances in our lives. Some changes bring joy and others bring confusion and sorrow. Adjusting to a marriage, a new marriage, It's like a double-edged sword. There is joy, but there is what? Yet unrest in a new marriage, having to get to know each other. Change of career, of a career, can bring joy, but yet it can bring disappointments. Our children holding the new baby, newborn baby, 8-pound baby, looking at that baby. Oh, what joy the mother and father experienced on that day. And then here comes 16 years old. And they shut the door. And they stay locked in their room for the next 4 years. Illnesses can bring sorrow. It's a season of being sick. Divorce. Some people go through seasons of divorce, which can bring much pain and sorrow. Even retirement can bring joy. But sometimes it can bring sorrow. Someone realized that, is this all I'm getting from my Social Security? How will I be able to live off this? I'm retired. I'm supposed to enjoy life, but I can't afford to do it. But life has taught me many lessons. What I have learned is that sometimes in our seasons, be it nature or seasons of our private lives, there are blessings in each season. There are blessings in each season that we experience. Even negative change can produce positive results when we are under God's care. For God is the shepherd and we are the sheep who depend on God to lead and guide us through the seasons of life. Over the years, my joyous seasons have sometimes been interrupted by grief because of the loss of a loved one. But through my grieving process, I realized that it was my loved one's season to die. So Ecclesiastes says that we are born, but yet we also what? Die. Season to be born, a season to die. What brings me joy in remembering when I'm grieving what took place? I focus on what took place between the birth and death of my loved one's life. And most times, those memories bring joy to my heart. When we lose someone, it's their season. It's their season. But let's focus on the joyous things, the good memories of the mother or father or child. And I know that it's most difficult. Again, even when seasons are interrupted, there are blessings to be found. Spring brings new beauty along with its showers. Summer brings warmth and sunshine along with its heat and thunderstorms. Fall brings coolness and colors along with its falling away. Winter brings rest and peace along with its cold, which may confine us to our homes. And I don't know whether that's so bad. During the winter, we can sit back and relax and count our blessings. This is my question this morning to you. What season are you in? Or which season are you in? Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, again, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. In our personal lives, it's important to understand that the seasons that we are experiencing. And yes, I'm sad to say, but bad things do happen to good people. Take Job, for example, a righteous man, a godly man. But out of the blue, he encountered a hurricane season. And what happened to Job, you know, he lost everything. All of his material goods, and he even lost his 7 children. But through it all, Job became a better person. His relationship with God was strengthened by the hurricane in his life. And when it was all over, he was doubly blessed. We can't control everything in life. Sometimes things just pop up. And if we're not careful, the pop-ups will get in the way of our peace and our growth, especially our spiritual growth. I say to you this morning, don't allow past hurts to keep you stuck in a hurricane season that will interrupt God's plan for you. I believe that one of the hardest things to learn in life is which bridge to cross and which bridge to burn. Remember, God walks with us daily, but it's during the trials of life that he picks us up and carries us to a safe place. Sometimes God is saying, I brought you across the bridge, now burn the pass. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Oh, we may get weary, and that's okay. But we also need to understand that even though we get weary, God doesn't. Listen to God speak to the Jews in Ezekiel 34:26. God says to his people, he says, I will bless them and the places surrounding my hill. I will send down showers and seasons. There will be showers of blessings. How many of you know that God sends down blessings from heaven in and out of season? Remember, no matter which season we are in, no season lasts forever. If you're in a season of sorrow, repeat after me. If you are in a season of sorrow, say with me, this too shall pass. If you are in a season of sorrow, repeat after me, change is on its way. Good seasons come and go, as do bad seasons. Do you know, have you not heard? This is found in Isaiah. It says, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, does not become weary or tired. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up like eagles. I ask you again this morning, has hope, peace, and strength vanished in the wind of your storm? If not, remember that God's peace, God's strength, God's wisdom, God's understanding, and his hope will become yours as you asked him for it. And James, the book of James in the New Testament, James says, you have not because you what? Ask not. When you're going through your seasons, so the prayer may be, Lord, I made a bad decision, but I need you to come and calm the storm. Come, Lord. In closing, I want to share some thoughts with you that may be a benefit as you experience the various seasons of life. Number one, acknowledge the season that you're experiencing. Acknowledge it. Yes, I'm going through whatever it is that you're going through. I'm going through a season, a hurricane season. Acknowledge it. Number two, when out of season, ask yourself, what do I need to do to weather this storm? Do I need to give up some things? Do I need to go and apologize to someone? Number three, when in your due season, who do you rely on for guidance? Sometimes we come out of a bad season. We haven't had a job, looking for a job for months. And then all of a sudden we're blessed with a job. And we forget to pray. We forget to pray. Oh, I have that job now and I'm making tons of money. So I don't need to pray. But we need to pray, God, I have this new job. Thank you. Lead and guide me that I may do the very best that I can do. And number four, when you're going through your seasons, develop a plan of action for each season, remembering that there are times for planning, resting, and harvesting. Remember, number five, that there is pre-work required in order to reap a harvest. I'm amazed that some of our young people, they graduate from college and they don't want to start at the bottom. They want to go in as the what? CEO. And then when they find out that that's not going to happen, they move back home. And then your season is interrupted. The biggest joy that I had being a mother was one day my youngest son left home. And he was, oh, Mom, you're going to miss me, and da-da-da. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to miss you. Oh, yes, I'm going to surely miss you. Boy, when that U-Haul truck took off, I shouted for joy. I said, thank you, Jesus. Now I'm in my joyous season. Number six. Remember. Marriages and raising children also go through various seasons. Don't give up on a marriage. Don't give up on a marriage when a hurricane comes in the midst of your marriage. Don't give up on it. Pray. And ask God to lead and to guide you. We most certainly don't give up on our children. We pray and we ask God. Oh, my child is going through a storm. Lord, help me that I may be a blessing, an appropriate blessing. We may have to ride out the storm, but remember God is with us. I'm reminded of this story. A father told his son that he would send him to sleep in the attic with only bread and water for his supper if he disobeyed. Well, the boy disobeyed and was sent to the attic. But the father couldn't eat. He had his son on his mind and heart. And his wife finally said, I know what you're thinking, but you must not bring the boy from the attic. He would have no respect for your word if you do that. As his father, you must keep your word. The father replied, you are right. But he is so lonely up there. Then the father got up and kissed his wife goodnight. He entered into the attic, ate bread and water with his son. And when the child went to sleep on the hard boards, his father's arm was his pillow. Remember, when we get out of season in nature or in our individual lives or as a collective body of people, remember this, that God's arms are our pillow in our storms. Amen, amen, amen. Give God a hand clap. Amen, amen.